The new guidelines went into effect a month ago, and so far more than 3,000 convicted crack dealers have had their sentences reduced. The guidelines changed a decades-old policy of handing out much harsher sentences to crack dealers, who are mostly black, than to powdered cocaine dealers, who are mostly white. Bureaucratic delays in states like California and North Carolina are preventing many crack dealers from getting the sentence reductions they deserve, but Milwaukee federal public defender Nancy Jacobs says Wisconsin planned ahead, and her office is getting good cooperation from both federal prosecutors and private defense attorneys.
So that has made the world of difference. The courts are not being inundated with pro se motions, but there are actual attorneys looking at the cases and reviewing it.
16 Wisconsin crack dealers convicted in the Milwaukee federal court have already been released as a result of the new guidelines. Jacob says there are at least 300 more Wisconsin crack dealers who will be released or have their sentences reduced. She says the number will grow because that estimate doesn't include people sentenced after the Sentencing Commission did its first survey of the federal prison population in June of last year.
So for folks sentenced after June 07 all the way up until November, when this law started to be applied to new cases, you know, so there's going to be a group of people in that area.
Jacob says there are also eligible dealers that the Sentencing Commission missed for a variety of reasons, who will swell the number of people getting a break when they finally contact the Public Defender's Office for help in reducing their sentences or getting released. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.